Well, for more on what was agreed at today's cabinet meeting, and it seems to have been a packed agenda, we're joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, some news emerging just before we came on air about an emergency procurement process for air services to replace the routes run by Stobart. What can you tell us on that?
Well, there's a huge focus within government on trying to ensure that there is going to be the connectivity between Donegal and also Kerry with the capital. And while the government was able to move quickly with some of the links between Dublin and the UK destinations, it wasn't able to move as quickly as it would have liked when it comes to that. So they've just announced in the past couple of minutes that there's going to be a process where they are going to have a twin track approach in which they're going to try put out a tender for people to operate those routes for a period of 7 months. And then they're going to have a second tendering process which will offer those self-same things for 4 years. So in other words, they want to have get something up and running as quickly as possible for the routes and then have a longer term process for someone to operate it for a number of years. And I think that's coming from the department's view that this is regional connectivity is particularly important and it's something they want to solve pretty quickly. So I suppose for people living in Donegal, the question is how quickly is this going to kick in? According to a statement from the Department of Transport, they hope that the short-term process will be completed by early July with a view to services being restarted by the new operator as soon as possible after that. So we don't actually have a date just yet on when they're going to restart, but you get a sense that they're trying to do it as quickly as possible.
Now, I suppose, speaking of travel, there are two key dates coming up for the easing of restrictions. July the 5th for indoor dining, July the 19th for travel. Is there any indication that the government is still on track with these dates, given all of the concerns about the Delta variant?
The government is saying that it isn't making any changes at the moment, but there is a concern in relation to the Delta variant, and that's going to be kept under constant review. There is a process whereby at the end of this month, the government will take stock and decide if they're going to proceed with the next phase of reopening. So that would be, as you say, bars and restaurants, indoor dining, that all happening from early July with travel resuming later on in the month. So they will be accepting the latest advice from NPHET, and that'll be the key determining factor, whether the public health advice is to continue with the reopening process or if it needs to be paused for a period of time. At the moment, there isn't any indication that a pause is the strategy they're going to adopt.
And we have a date for the Dublin Bay South by-election.
Well, we've got a date for the race being moved in the Dáil tomorrow, which means it's almost certain that it's going to be Thursday, the 8th of July. The campaigning is already underway. The parties all have their candidates. It was always likely to be the date that they were going to go for, and that looks as if that's the way it's going to be.
And Paul, as we speak, people are gathering outside the convention centre in the MICA protest. What are we to make of what the cabinet decided to do today? I mean, where is it going on this?
Well, I think it was always likely that they were going to adopt a strategy which was going to buy some time. We know that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has been liaising with local authorities in Mayo and Donegal. He's been liaising with the Pyrite and Mica groups themselves. He's also been dealing with his officials. We know that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was also involved. He met some of the householders who've been afflicted by this only a number of days ago. But that it was going to take some time as they tried to expand the scheme as had been sort of constructed a year ago. So the fact that this is now going to be a fresh look at it and that they're going to give themselves to the end of July to come up with some decision on it is sort of, you know, more or less what we were going to expect that the cabinet was going to do. But what is crucial is that it's clear that this is gaining momentum, and it's also a particular problem for the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnell-Logue, because he comes from Donegal, he comes from North Donegal, where an awful lot of houses are affected. He has said himself in recent days that the people should get 100% redress, but there's also a number of other issues, whether or not the consultation you require, which costs between 5 or 7,000 euro to ensure that your house can be designated as a problem with MICRA, that is a question. There's also issues like whether second homes would qualify for these redress grant. So plenty of issues that have to be teased out in the coming days.
All right, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thanks for joining us. And we're